This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, November 7th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. After what seems like the longest presidential race in recent memory, tomorrow is finally Election Day. And many Christians who have not yet voted during early voting are still not sure what to do. Listen to two articulate Christians who spoke to The Worldview. First, Bradley Pierce, attorney with Heritage Defense, a group based in Liberty Hill, Texas, weighed in.
Well, I think the choice goes beyond between just Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Like Martin Luther says, my conscience is bound by the Word of God. That's where my conscience is bound when I go to vote. And the Bible says clearly, Exodus 18, that you shall select from all the people, able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. And I believe that both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump fail on that. And so that's why I think that they're not eligible to earn my vote. In fact, in the New Testament, 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5, the scripture lists a bunch of qualities that people will be in the last day, lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, etc. And it ends with, from such people turn away. There's not some exception that if they're better than the other major party candidate.
Pierce explained that he voted for Tom Hoffling of America's Party, and because of his dissatisfaction with Mitt Romney in 2012 and John McCain in 2008, he voted third party in those presidential elections as well. When asked if Hillary won, since Christians like him either voted third party or left the presidential selection blank, Pierce affirmed God's sovereignty.
I'm not voting for Hillary, but I'm not worried about her either. God can use her too.
By contrast, Janet Folger Porter, author of The Criminalization of Christianity and the founder of faithtoaction.org, believes, despite Trump's character flaws, that pro-life Christians should vote for Trump to save millions of babies from abortion through his appointment of pro-life judicial candidates who have been carefully vetted by the Heritage Foundation and the Federalist Society.
Hey, for those of that are sitting on the sidelines saying, you know what, I'm just wrapped up in my offense and what a carnal man said 11 years ago. Look, before his conversion, I wouldn't have voted for the Apostle Paul. But if you believe what Dr. Dobson says, and I do, that Donald Trump did make a conversion to Christ, that he is a baby Christian, then what that means is that he's going to keep his word. And that means that he's going to put what he said he's going to put on the court, and that is pro-life judges who will overturn Roe versus Wade. You know what we ought to be doing as pro-lifers? Celebrating, not debating, because this is a pro-life dream come true. Somebody who is courageous enough to unapologetically say, we're going to protect children again. And the other option of voting for Donald Trump is never, ever protecting children again in our lifetime, because she will stack the court with pro-abortion judges.
In the latest average of presidential polls on Real Clear Politics, Hillary Clinton's lead has dwindled dramatically to only 1.8 percentage points. Hillary Clinton stands at 46.6% versus Donald Trump at 44.8%, clearly within the margin of error. Actress Gina Rodriguez interviewed President Barack Obama for Me Too Television, which describes itself as the, quote, voice of young Latinos, unquote.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true. Okay. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential.
The president's controversial remarks have been received as an encouragement for illegals to vote in America, something that the Constitution strictly prohibits. 1 in 28 American children lives with the shame of a parent's incarceration. That's one boy or girl in every classroom. That adds up to 2.7 million children. But thanks to Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree, most of those children will receive a practical gift of clothing and a fun gift thanks to the generosity of Christians who give the gift on behalf of the imprisoned parent. And this year, according to the Christian Post, Zondervan is donating 140,000 free copies of the Adventure Bible as well. If you'd like to help, call 1-800-55-ANGEL. That's 800 55 Angel. 1 John 3:17 asks, if anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Yesterday was the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Christians around the world are facing persecution in unprecedented numbers. From merciless killing and destruction of churches to being forced to denounce Jesus as their Lord, Christians are being stripped of the ability to follow Christ in safety and freedom. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA talked to The Worldview and explained why the International Day of Prayer was so important for the body of Christ.
November 6th this year is a time really to have the body of Christ around the world come together in unity over praying for those who are persecuted for their faith. And it's just an amazing time to see thousands of believers lifting up those who are suffering and seeing what God does through the power of prayer.
Lifeway Christian Bookstores, owned by the Southern Baptist denomination, will not sell Amy Grant's new Christian CD entitled Tennessee Christmas this year because it's not, quote, Christian enough, unquote, according to her manager, Jennifer Cook, in an opinion piece for The Washington Post. Only two of the 13 selections on the album are traditional Christmas carols mentioning the birth of Christ. Ben Zobrist of the Chicago Cubs helped his team win the World Series last week with a season on-base average of .386. He landed himself the Most Valuable Player Award for the series, and he's giving glory to God for it. Ben's Twitter account says he's a follower of Jesus Christ. In a 2013 interview with Christian Headlines, Zobrist stated, quote, "We know that as a Christian athlete, people are watching, and so we want to be the best example we can be and show that we're different, that Christ has changed our lives. But at the same time, I want people to know that grace is for everyone. We all need grace, and we all need Christ," unquote. Psalm 96:4 says, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, November 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.